Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-375. You know, I just hate to, don't you hate to admit it when your mother's right? I do. I mean, even though, you know, I'm a mom. Today, in fact, is my daughter's birthday. So, yay, happy birthday. If you see my kid, wish her happy birthday from me. And from you as well. And but sleep really does make you look better. You know, all those little kind of wrinklies go away. Well, not completely away. And there's always the wrinkle you get from your pillow, but that doesn't count. That's not aging. At any rate, 855-993-7569. Cynthia, I'm not even going to tell you about a day in history. I'm just going to say welcome to the program. I don't want you to have to wait and be nervous, so you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Oh, thanks so much, Dr. Joy. Thank you
absolutely
for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So, Dr. Joy, I have a 10-year-old son who was born through IVF and through a known donor, which means at the age of 18, my son can meet his biological father.
Okay.
But the thing is, my son is at the age where he's starting to come home from school. We live in a very, you know, suburban kind of area where there aren't many divorces, and he's starting to come home from school saying, how come I'm the only one who doesn't get to know my dad? Why can't I talk to my dad now? Why doesn't my dad want to know me? We have these kinds of conversations, and it always ends up with him kind of feeling like he's got the short end of the stick and me feeling guilty, and I don't know how to put a positive note on it.
All right, before we put a positive note on it, let's look at the underlying assumption here. All right, that at some point in his life that he's allowed to know, and I'd be careful about calling him his biological father.
Okay.
I would point out that basically he really hasn't, and presumably, I don't know what the deal was, but presumably this was kind of a business / scientific arrangement. This wasn't a guy who you had an affair with.
Right.
So this guy was sort of doing you, the world, not necessarily you, kind of a favor of saying, look, I'm healthy, and I know that there are people around who want to have babies, and you need one egg and some sperm, and so I'm willing to help you out on this. And it may even have been that he got paid for it, which I would suspect he was. So I wouldn't call him a father. I would call him a sperm donor. And because if he
make my son feel better.
Yeah, because here's the deal. Exactly so. You just got right to the point. If you say, well, you can't know your father, he's going to say other people have fathers.
Mm-hmm.
A father presumably is... It can be a ceremonial role. I mean, there are things like godfathers, right? And there are things like, well, I guess a stepfather to a certain extent is a ceremonial role or can be. But a father has very specific responsibilities, presumably. He supports the child in every way that we can think about, presumably morally, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually. So, and this guy didn't sign on for any of that. What he said is, you got an egg. I got a sperm. You want to have a baby. You can't have it without sperm. How about some of mine? And it's a whole different ball game. Now, and of course, it opens up a whole different line of issues, which is this guy really wasn't your father because it's not that he rejected you. He never did this dude ever meet your son?
No, it was through a bank.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of like saying that your ATM is giving you an allowance. It's not, you know? Your ATM is a machine that dispenses money. And to a certain extent, the sperm donor here is an ATM that dispenses sperm. I mean, it's that, and that may be a useful metaphor for your kid because he's probably gone with you to the ATM, even in the burbs. All right, because then we need to talk about, you know, why, but that would seem to me, first of all, a more honest discussion, and second of all, it takes that onus of he rejected me. He didn't. His notion was never the sperm donor's notion was never to be a father any more than the ATM's is to be a parent who's giving you an allowance. Right? It's a machine that dispenses something crucial, and that's what this dude did. He was essentially a human machine that dispensed something incredibly valuable and important, but no responsibilities past that, any more than the ATM says, well, you know, you need to budget this, or, you know, you didn't make your bed today, so you don't get the money. It's just a machine, all right? So if you help your son understand that, then he can understand, then he can go through the world and figure out who he wants to be his honorary dad, who he wants to, now he may need to be, it may be a good idea to have him in Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, or it may be that you have brothers or uncles or fathers that can serve some of that role. Or he can go through life and find someone to serve that role for him, whether it's a mentor at school or a coach. Because I would have that discussion with him about as long as you call the sperm donor a father, you're locked into the expectation about what fatherhood is, and it has nothing to do with this dude. It also means not only does it lift some of the emotional burden from your son of how come everybody else has a father and I don't, which is still going to be a bit of an issue, but it's not going to be a shameful issue in that it's not that he was rejected. It also means that at some point, which I want us to look at as well, when he goes to meet the donor, the idea being that there should be this instant Hallmark moment of, oh, my son, is unlikely as well. Now, it may happen, but it certainly may not happen, and the odds are probably that it would not, which means double rejection.
Hmm.
So number one thing I would do is I would have a discussion with your cherub about the misuse of the term. And it doesn't mean that you have to wrap yourself in sackcloth and ashes and, you know, rend your garments and shave your head. But it means you can say, you know, I think I used a term that was convenient but not very accurate. And I might be tempted to use my metaphor of the ATM just because it's so visual. All right, and it's so clear, and it's so common. And then, you know, then when he talks with his friends about it, he can say, oh, no, well, you have a father who, you know, sent you to a room. You know, I had a sperm ATM. You know, and that may make him feel, I mean, it's at least.
I don't want him to be embarrassed by this whole concept, though.
Well, but, honey, he's already embarrassed with the notion that he has a father who doesn't want him.
Hmm.
So it would seem to me that if you're not embarrassed, then he's not embarrassed. That whatever, tell me, practice on me, what are the reasons that you used IVF?
I say to him that I always wanted him and I needed help doing that. And so I reached out to someone who didn't necessarily want to be a dad, but wanted to help me be a mom. And that's how I explain it, because I don't want him to feel like a vending machine kid.
Well, except that there's one. But what you're making him feel is something that's not true, which is that you knew this dude. You didn't know the dude, did you?
No, I did not.
See, Cynthia, I think, look, you're trading off a short-term problem for a long-term solution that's not workable. Because it implies, first of all, you can't say I wanted you. You can say I wanted a child.
Okay.
And you have so exceeded any of my expectations. You know, I decided I wanted to take care of somebody. I wanted to have my own child in this world. But I never could have anticipated how much I love you, who you are, your specialness. So that's number one. Number two, you didn't reach out to somebody. You reached out to science. And you can say, if I had been born, you, Cynthia, had been born 40 years ago, or 35 years before you were born, if this had all gone down 40 years ago, you would have had to convince a friend or something, or just been childless, or had to adopt. Because it just wasn't, well, 40 years ago is probably just about the cusp. Say 50 years ago, if you were born at grandma's time of life, or great-grandmother's, this couldn't have happened. So that science has given you both the gift of him. But the idea that somehow, because see what he's fantasizing, is that there's this kind of Brad Pitt figure out there that's going to come, who's very famous, very wealthy, very smart, very sexy, and going to come and when he's mad at you, is going to take him away and show him the real world. That's not true.
Right.
It's not the reality of the situation, and I think you're much better off dealing with the fact. I mean, you set it up, you just didn't quite follow through, which is, I wanted a baby. All right, hold on to that thought, I want a baby, and we'll come right back, all right? 855-99-37569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Cynthia is dealing with an issue that more and more women in particular are going to be dealing with, men as well, because IVF is certainly something where you get an egg donor as well. It just there's a lot more sperm floating around than there are eggs to put to not too fine a face on it. So Cynthia's got a 10-year-old son that she adores who knows at 18 that he can figure out the donor. The problem is that she's used the term father. And so this 10-year-old is saying, how come everybody else has a father and I don't? and how come I can't do it now? So we've got two issues here. One is the definition. Well, three. One is the definition. One, two is the expectation. And third is the time limit. So I'm trying to convince Cynthia that maybe we should redo the definition to begin with, because it's going to put the expectation in the stratosphere that this is going to be my dad. And not only is that unfair to your son, it's unfair to the donor, who may have no wish to be viewed as a father.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, there are always hassles in our life, kiddo. The question is, do you want to take care of them early or late? And my best rule of thumb is always take care of them earlier, for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're fresher. Second of all, short term, by definition, is less time than long term. So if you talk with him now, and I agree, it's not the world's most comfortable conversation, but it's better than what you've got here, which is, honey, look, I didn't want you to feel like you were, and I wouldn't even use any negative words, because then those are implanted. I wouldn't even say, I didn't want you to feel like you were a scientific experiment, or, you know, I would just say, I didn't, you know, as a baby, it seemed to me that the easiest thing to do was talk about the person who donated the sperm as a father. And it occurs to me that you are now old enough, and maybe that's the hook we're going to use, you are now old enough to ask better questions and to make more demands on me than you were as a five-year-old. So let's talk about the real situation here. I wanted to have a child. It was really important to me. There was no man in my life that I loved. There were no friends that I wanted to get involved with. And I really, in some level, I'm not even sure I wanted to share you or the experience. I didn't want to share. So what I decided to do was something called a sperm donor. And he may know what that is, or he may not, but you're going to explain it to him. And so what I did was I went, and you can tell the process, whether you went through a book or you looked at the interview, however it was, you're going to explain it to him. And what happened was a miracle. Not a baby, a miracle. Because I got you. And so then I'm faced with this miracle, and I kind of did something that I'm not sure was the right idea, because I wanted you to feel safe and like everybody else. But you're not like everybody else in some ways. Like, nobody is like everybody else. But I got the miracle of you by doing this kind of scientific thing. And so, in a very real way, you get to pick your own father in this life. Because what I had, the way I had you, was not via a man, but only by his sperm. Do you know who the donor is?
It was actually through a cryobank in Boston, and I live in Connecticut.
But so did you you never met the donor?
As you just suggested.
Perfect. 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 Mm-hmm. So you can say, you know, I've never met him. I don't know if this guy is a wonderful guy or a terrible guy, a good parent. All I know was that he had the most fantastic sperm I could have ever hoped for, because I got the miracle of you. So here's the deal. And at this point, I would say to him, if you want to go find out and look at the guy who gave you the sperm, as far as I'm concerned, we can arrange that. I mean, because if you're old enough to know the reality, you're old enough to know the full reality, and you may or may not want to do it, but I don't want you to go into this thinking that I knew him, that he ever knew you, that he rejected you, or I wouldn't even say that I ever knew him, that he ever knew you, that he ever even thought about being a dad. He did me a good deed that turned out to be a miracle. And if you and I want to go, because I don't know what he looks like either, if you and I want to go and see if we can find out something about him, then I'm willing to do that, even though there may be some rules about this, but I'm willing to go with you and see if we can find that out. And then leave it to him. Pardon?
The rule is at 18 he gets to meet.
Well, but you might be able to go around that. Because, I mean, once he knows the reality, I just don't want him to spend the next 8 years living in the expectation of something that's completely inaccurate.
Sure.
And
occasionally, Dr. Joy, he'll say to me, oh, do you think my dad's in a rock band? Oh, do you? So I know he has fantasies about it.
Well, of course he does. Anybody would. That's why you've got to go and do some remedial work here.
Yeah.
Because, and then once he knows, I mean, you may be able to go to the bank and say, because they are dealing with the same set of kind of outdated notions that you are, which is, sperm equals father. Sperm does not equal father. Sperm just equals sperm, just equals male. And male does not equal father.
Right.
So this frees both of you from essentially, it's not only, it's a benign lie, but for you it's benign. For him, it's crushing. Because he thinks
to feel like such an oddball, you know.
Well, but honey, but you don't even have to use that word. I would use the word miracle because he is. I mean, this is probably so much more than you anticipated, and this is a good discussion to have now because once he's a teenager, it's not going to feel quite so miraculous. It's going to be a lot more taxing.
Right.
But the point is that in fact, look, even if it makes him feel like an oddball,
mm-hmm.
he's a 10-year-old oddball. Who has all the time in the world to adjust to that as opposed to at 18 finding out that everything you told him was a lie. He won't believe anything you ever tell him again. And if the issue is oddballedness, then isn't it better that he deal with that reality now as opposed to living with not only the oddballness, which is in theory he's going to have to deal with sooner or later anyway,
right.
but also the dashed expectations of the rejection and the father and whatever. So, I mean, it is what it is. I hate that term. But it is. It also is miraculous, and it also is generous, and it also is special. And there is at least, if he's in a school, even in the burbs, there is at least one other kid there who's IVF, and probably more than that. Because it's how men who've had testicular cancer become fathers. And they become fathers. It's how lesbian women quite often have children.
Right.
So it's not that the agency has given you the notion that this is a secret that should be kept. They're out of date. It's an old-fashioned, non-viable idea because secrets like that have only the ability to wound. And you now have the ability, you've got 10 years to undo, but 10 years is better than 18.
Dr. Joy, can I allow him, he has lied about it to his friends, I've overheard conversations, can I allow that, do I step in?
Let him tell whatever he wants to tell to his
friends. If he wants to say my dad was this famous soccer player, Ronaldo, I just let that be?
Absolutely, he can figure out whatever he wants to tell.
Okay.
It's not what he tells, listen, my darling, you've told him a fantasy. Why can't he tell, right? I mean, you know, there's some DNA going on here. Hang on for just one second, because I want to walk you through just a little bit more of this. Hang on for me. Having just said that, you know, even though this, the DNA came through. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Cynthia, who's dealing with a brave new world problem in that she's got an adored 10-year-old who's also very smart, who doesn't understand that he came from a sperm donor. And so I said, Cynthia, you need to tell him. And for all the rest of you who are listening, if that's how you got your kid, then tell them. Tell them when they're born. Tell them as their bedtime story. Because kids will accept anything that you tell them if you tell them early enough. If you tell them a lie, even if it's a benign lie, sooner or later you're going to have to get yourself out of it. And then that's much more disruptive of explaining to a child that you get two birthdays. You get the day that you were born, and you get the day that you came to us, which means it was the day that we were born to in your life. Then you don't have to explain adoption. I'm not beating up on you, Cynthia, for going backward. I'm just saying that today is better than tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you watch, within the next couple of years, the bank is going to start giving completely different information to people and completely different advice and giving completely different guidelines. So, but we don't care about them right now. We care about you. So the deal is, we're to the point of saying, okay, number one, we need to tell him. Number two, that we can use the word special rather than oddball. That, I mean, I kind of like the word ATM. I mean, but you're going to use whatever makes you comfortable.
Right.
And that we stop using the word father because it's a misnomer in this particular case. This dude didn't even know that. I mean, probably didn't even know that the sperm transplant was successful. So, and when some kid shows up on his doorstep in another 8 years and says, "Hi, I'm your kid," he's, you know, we don't have any idea what his response is going to be.
Right.
All right, so, and we don't want that additional burden on your kid who's now going to fantasize about it, not only for the years that he's done so far, but for the next eight. So, all right, so the question we're up to is it okay if he makes up a story about who his father is? Absolutely. He could tell anybody anything he wants, as you have, but the issue is he needs to know the truth because he needs to trust you. What he tells his friends is what he tells his friends. And look, there are women who, through history, have said, "Oh yeah, your father was killed in the war," and it wasn't. It was an illegitimate pregnancy. I'm not sure pregnancies are illegitimate, but it was a man who did not marry the woman.
That's
and so,
funny.
Rather than a pardon,
that's what my mom told me to tell him. That's funny.
Well, but they were wrong. They were wrong because, first of all, and the two of you can and you can even play a game, as far as I'm concerned, that says, okay, as long as we've got no real man that you've met or I've met, and we've only got the sperm, why don't we make up who we think this guy would be like? And then we can find out how closely it matches when we meet him. I mean, you guys can make it a game rather than anything else. And what he tells his friends is completely up to him. As well as what you tell your friends is completely up to you. As long as he knows the truth, what he decides to weave is up to him. As long it's and there are probably some of your friends who know and some who don't, and that's your choice. That's okay. As long as you know and as long as he knows.
That's right. You've really helped so much, so tremendously. You probably saved me some kind of a teenage crisis, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think hopefully yes. But thank you for calling early. Thank you for calling. You know, and I don't only mean early in the program, which is always great for me, but I mean early in his life.
Yeah.
So sit down. So go take a walk tonight and have a discussion. And if you need me, I'm around. All right.
You're awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, Cynthia. 855-993-7569. You hear that knowing up front is much better than having to revisit a lie. And look, all of us are tempted, right? Because But I'm telling you, telling your kid about, I'll just quickly tell you the story just because it's a little bit far afield, but not so much. When I was, when my daughter was young, I was in medical school, and which is incredibly time consuming, especially if you have no background in it, that would be me, no pre-med, no biochem, and I was working. So it was, I didn't have a whole lot of time. I got a kid, right? So what I would do is I would put her on my lap at night. And I would read her the circulatory system or how kidneys worked, the magnesium sodium pump. I mean, because what she wanted was the closeness of being on my lap, the sound of my voice, the intimacy, the getting ready for bed, the transition between daytime and nighttime. And all of that I could accomplish. And I didn't think very much about it. I mean, I knew that this was workable for both of us. And at one point, we went to visit. I had a maiden. I suppose maiden is kind of rude, isn't it? Even though that's what we called her. But I had an Aunt Regina. An Aunt Regina was my. She was not one generation. She was not my parents' generation. She was my grandparents' generation. And she was very tall. She was about. I don't actually know how tall she was because I was short then. I mean, so. But I had the feeling she was over 6 feet tall. And she had beautiful white hair. And she always wore veils. And because her name was Regina, which, of course, means queen, she always wore purple. So that's what I remember about my Aunt Regina. Tall, regal, gorgeous. And at one point, she got Parkinson's from the von Economo's encephalitis. So she had Parkinson's the whole time I knew her. And really was doing fairly well. She was one of the first people ever on L-DOPA, lived a long and fairly profitable life. And at one point, when my daughter was very young, we went to visit her, and she was a very old woman. And Parkinson's has only about a 2/3 normal life expectancy, so she really beat the odds. And so she was having, so we went to visit her, and here I've got my daughter was about, she was about four at the time, And we went in, and she went up to Aunt Regina's bedside and took her hand and said, I can't use your toothbrush or your comb because I could get hepatitis C from that. And you could hear, you could see Aunt Regina going, what? I thought I was having a good day. Because here's this four-year-old talking about hepatitis C from a toothbrush or a comb. And what I realized is kids absorb a lot more than we think they absorb. So that's my story. What you tell kids is, first of all, it should be the truth. You actually can get hepatitis C that way. But they'll absorb it. So saying to a one-year-old as part of their lullaby, you get two birthdays, or even saying to a one-year-old as part of their lullaby, Daddy, the sperm came to Mommy to make you a baby, is very different than saying your father. Your father has societal implications. It has enormous emotional implications. It has implications that in this particular circumstance are not accurate. So, all right? So the point being, again, that short-term versus long-term, if you're going to have to tell the truth sooner or later, you're better off telling it early, because then you don't have to remember the lie. And even if whomever you're lying to, in this particular case a kid, absorbs it, you know the truth, which means you're under that burden all the time. So, right? So, Cynthia, I'm really glad you called. I thought it was, it's a gutsy, important call, even though I know I gave you exactly different advice than you were looking for. All right, 855-993-7569 is a way to get in touch with me at any particular moment of your life. All right, so I'm just trying to remember if this was the story that I'm just trying to find the story that I'm going to sort of launch us for, and it wasn't. Well, I'll tell you what, let's do today in history, because then I can do easily, and then I'll find the other story. I know, this is called Behind the Scenes Radio. All right, today, in addition to being my daughter's birthday, is No Dirty Dishes Day. I have to tell my daughter that. It's also Visit Your Relatives Day. Well, she's going to be in Niagara Falls today. And it's HIV Vaccine Awareness Day, which it turns out that there's actually a University of California Santa Cruz professor who has developed, it looks like, an HIV vaccine. So there we go. So that's a pretty important thing to do today. Day in history, Rhode Island passed the first law in English-speaking North America making slavery illegal. Good for Rhode Island. That's in 1652. Long time before the Civil War. Seven Years' War in 1756 began when Great Britain declared war on France. Come on, can't we all just get along? Napoleon Bonaparte was proclaimed Emperor of the French in 1804. Big political day. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln won the Republican Party presidential nomination over William Seward. Remember Seward's Folly? But it was later, when he became Secretary of State, that he did Seward's Folly. Do you know what Seward's Folly was, Benny?
I've heard the term before.
He bought Alaska. And he bought it for like, 16 cents for the mile or something, or the acre, I guess. And they called it Seward's Folly. Boy, were we wrong. So there you go. Seward's Folly was brilliant. In 1896, the United States Supreme Court rules in Plessy versus Ferguson that the separate but equal doctrine is constitutional. Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1910, Earth passes through the tail of Halley's Comet. Look, there's Halley's Comet. Right, I'll tell you more when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. As I said, it's a really interesting day in history because on the one hand, they made slavery illegal, but on the exact same day, it's 244 years later, they made separate but equal constitutional. So we're going backwards. Well, I suppose that's not quite fair, that slavery and separate but equal are not the same, but they're both racist. Although slavery wasn't confined just to people who had been brought in from Africa. Slavery, women were enslaved, and in fact, children were enslaved and still are. As I said, we passed through the tail of Halley's Comet, which people mispronounce as Halley's. It's Halley's, so don't mess with me. In 1917, the Selective Service Act was passed, giving the President of the United States the power of conscription. Wow. I've been reading a whole bunch of books about World War I and World War II and saw a couple of movies about it. And you forget You know, how really, especially, there's a wonderful line in the one of the movies I saw, which is called Testament of Youth, which is a woman, the movie is actually based on a novel that was wildly popular about a woman whose brother, whose friend, and whose boyfriend were all killed under various circumstances in World War One, and she comes back and is understandable. She decides to become a nurse on the front lines, and actually, at one point, revives her brother. And she's coming back, and she's back at school. She's at Oxford, and is very dismissive of this kind of chirpy young woman. And at one point, the young woman, who I thought was the most extraordinary moment in the film, and the film, we've seen a lot of it before, but the young woman says, "We are all surrounded by ghosts. The question is how we go and live." And I thought that was an extraordinary kind of comment, and seems equally appropriate today as it does at any other time. As I mentioned, I was doing a lot of work at Ground Zero and doing a lot of work with the survivors, the families. And I swear to you, I could tell you at that moment who was going to be surrounded by ghosts in the negative way the rest of their lives, and which people would, it's not that they were going to forget, it's that they would figure out how to live. And I thought that was just such an incredibly astute and moving and kind of different comment as opposed to a large part of the movie, which, again, we've seen before. Anyway, conscription. In 1933, FDR signed an act creating the Tennessee Valley Authority, the TVA. In 1953, Jackie Cochran became the first woman to break the sound barrier. You go, Jackie. In 1969, Apollo 10 was launched. In 1974, the completion of the Warsaw Radio Mast, the tallest construction ever built at the time, which collapsed on August 8th, 1991. Oops. Well, I mean, it lasted for what? That's 20 years minus 3. So 17, all those, I suppose we do build things that are supposed to last more than 17 years, aren't we? All right. I mean, it would sort of be alarming, but it's a radio mast, which is not, I mean, I don't know. I suppose there are radio towers here that have lasted for more than 17 years. Kind of alarming. This is one of the sadder things as far as I'm concerned. In 2005, a second photo from the Hubble Space Telescope confirmed that Pluto has two additional moons, Nix and Hydra. But that's not the really terrible news. The terrible news, as you know, is that Pluto has now been deconstructed as a planet. I thought that was terribly unfair. And I remember saying to somebody, Pluto has been knocked off the, you know, has been demoted. And they said, what are they doing about Goofy and Donald? It's nice to know that you have friends who have slightly different frames of reference than you do. That was a true story. I didn't make that up.
But it always cracked me up with Pluto, too, about how they called it a planet for so long. And then all of a sudden, the classifications of a planet, for whatever reason, I guess, changed or something, and that effectively made it no longer a planet, I guess, considered by...
Yeah, they decided to change the definition, or that it was somehow that it didn't meet some of the criteria. I don't think they changed the criteria. I think they decided that it didn't meet the criteria as much.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? That these things, they happen above our pay grade, which is really unfair because, you know, I mean... If you ask people who their favorite planet was, I'm sure almost everybody said Pluto. But it's probably mostly because of Walt Disney. And although, you know, Mars. And a lot of people like the Earth. All right, I'm just being silly.
Saturn was always my favorite as a kid.
Saturn was, the moons, yeah. That's true. We should ask people. That's a great question. Let's ask people what their favorite planet is and why.
Okay.
All right, let's do that. All right, speaking of planets. So here we've got two stories that came up. Actually, they came up a couple days ago. About Mars. One is that they captured a blue sunset. I mean, isn't that a cool idea, a blue sunset on Mars? It's fantastic.
I saw the picture of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it looks, I mean, it's a little hard to describe, but you can go to our website. I think we've got it up there. It says it's a blue tin sky. The name of the satellite, you know what the name of the rover is called? Curiosity. Isn't that cool?
That's the name of it? Curiosity.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Yeah, yeah. The sunset observations help researchers assess the vertical distribution of dust in the atmosphere. The very fine dust is the right size so the blue light penetrates the atmosphere slightly more efficiently. I mean, we knew that because we knew that about sunsets, right? But it's wavelength.
Yeah.
Even I knew that. So, all right. So here's the deal: that NASA is now having, they're sort of sponsoring. I don't know that it's a contest per se because I don't know if that there are any prizes for it. But the idea is that NASA wants you. Well, yeah. Wait a minute. There is Journey to Mars Challenge will give $5,000 to anyone who has ideas how to keep astronauts safe on the planet. So there is. The proposal must be technically achievable, economically sustainable, and minimize reliance on the support from Earth. So you can go to the website and see what the deal is. But so we thought we'd get a. You don't get $5,000, but if we'll help you. We'll kind of troubleshoot your idea. So here's the criteria. In theory, I don't think we put this up on the website, but that's all right. We've asked people, all right, if you're going to colonize Mars, how would you do it? So technically achievable, economically sustainable, and minimize reliance on support from Earth. Right? Because they're talking about going to Mars, what, in 2025, I think it is, something like that, which is only 10 years.
Hmm.
All right, so... You guys have sent me some suggestions. We'll see how well they felt the criteria. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.